95.7 The Hog, it's the Morning Hog. Riggs and Guy.
Sheriff Mike Chitwood, Volusia County is in the midst of what will be a stretch of a lot of people rolling into town. The influx of population, not just for bike week, but then spring break and stuff. What do you guys put your focus to at this time of the year?
You know, we want people to come. You know, it's been a tough year. People are tired of being locked down. Businesses have been struggling. We just want you to come. Respect our rules. Respect our community. You know, if you're going to be around other people, wear a mask. You know, if you're going to be in confined spaces, wear a mask. Because remember, it's our community. If you're going to practice social distancing, fantastic. But when you're coming here, just don't think you can come here and just run roughshod because Florida is not like New York or California. So come right here, be responsible, and have a good time. And then, you know, hopefully next year, hopefully we'll be back full speed.
Yeah. No
hopefully
kidding.
In 6 months, we'll be back full speed.
That'd be nice. That would be nice. I mean, listen, we gotta get out and hang socially. You know, we need this things sort out so we can get you back on.
Yeah,
the ball
we've already did water slides. You've already did baseball. I think maybe miniature golf is the next avenue we should have a golf tournament.
I hate to tell you this, but I'm pretty good at mini golf, Sheriff.
Boy. Oh, here he goes again, Sheriff. He's got this. You saw the batting skills, and listen, he did win. But let's say that if we were to judge these shots by total distance, and by the way, great news for the Tortugas to be able to start playing baseball again in May. Guy's actually trying out for the roster now because he's got the big head. He's going out. It's not a fantasy camp. He's really going for it, Sheriff.
I get the job as water boy.
I don't blame him.
This is just one of those times, man. Too where you guys. By the way, do you have anything that you want to put out there that isn't this heavy handed, police work thing or whatever? Is there anything going on with you, with your deputies, community? What you guys are always doing stuff for the community, not just to enforce the law and to help people, but obviously to. Give me something positive that's going out there right now that you guys are involved.
We're involved with so many different aspects. You know, we're invited to schools all of the time. You know, I was there at civics lessons on Monday at Silver Sands, which was fantastic being there with the middle school kids. And, deputies are involved in all of those things, involved with the Boys and Girls Club, involved with the Florida Sheriff's Youth Ranch. I can't say enough about what they're doing to reach out to our younger folks and try to set a good example and let them know you don't have to be afraid of the cops. There's nothing to be afraid of. We're just like you. We're moms, we're dads. And, you know, and hey, hope maybe we can recruit some of you folks when you get a little older and realize this is an honorable profession.
No doubt. We're not encouraging them to do radio, so we'll send them your way for sure. That's much better.
Oh, I don't know. You know, I got to tell you, the more and more I talk to you guys, I think, how bad could it be to come to work every morning and laugh the whole time and have a great time?
It's not too bad. I mean, guy's not wearing pants today. He rolled in without pants. He's got his Phillies jersey and nothing else. He's Winnie the Poohing it.
That is sacrilege. Nothing else. Although, I will tell you, one good thing with the pandemic has been all these Zoom meetings. Normally, I don't have pants on either.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's what
there. It's fantastic. You do three or four Zooms, and you never have to wear up on pants on. And to be honest with you, don't have to take a shower anymore.
No.
It's better.
No, they got masks on. They're not going to smell you either. You're right. Everything is trending
exactly.
Properly. Did you, by the way, and again, we want everybody to, have a safe, responsible bike week. Obviously, the sheriff and his deputies will be out there trying to help you have a good time, not inhibit your time, but help you have a good time. But are we coming up on the 1 year anniversary of you getting twerked on? When was that?
You know, it's funny you say that because that was just brought up recently because the guy that was out there throwing money during that time just pled guilty in federal court. To a bunch of drug charges.
Wow.
And I was at a meeting last week when they said to me, hey, this guy's going to plead guilty today. And they're like, yeah, remember? And that woman twerking on you? I'm like, listen, at 57 years old, I was 56 at the time. If a 23-year-old woman wants to twerk on me, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it handled. I mean,
I've never been more jealous of you.
You get to be a certain age, you just see somebody young, a young girl talk to me, it's all good.
So ladies, if you're hearing this, you feel free to twerk on the sheriff.
All right.
I will tell you that she called me the following Monday.
Right.
And she introduced herself and told me all about herself. She's a graduate of Daytona State College. She's works in a medical field in Flagler County. And she thought, I just was having fun, and I've met you before. I thought you were a cool guy. I want to take you to lunch and apologize. I didn't mean to be disrespectful.
Look at that. That's
so I was like, look, I didn't take it as being disrespectful. People were out there having a good time. I said, but I will tell you, in the future, you better watch who you do that to, because the next person might not have a sense of humor like
me. True. Yeah, that's a great point.
But she was really, I mean, she didn't have to do that. She called, she apologized, wanted to take me to lunch, but she was really a nice person, and she just got caught up in the thing, and it was all good fun. And what the hell?
Well, we want to, we definitely want to take you to lunch, and we promise there will be no dancing involved at all. None. None. You know?
Ain't no dancing on my end, I can tell you that.
That's right, me neither. That is Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood. Thank you again. Looking forward to a fun, safe bike week, and we'll see you on the backside.
All right. Have a great weekend, gentlemen.